Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, coming at you on a Friday from the Gas Digital Studios right here in the East Village, New York City. International superstar Zach D'Amico is with me.
Good morning, buddy.
What up, doggy?
How you doing, dude?
I'm good, man. I'm feeling good. I have a mushroom hangover because Kimmy Congdon, who's also one of the guests.
Saw Mario last night?
I didn't see Mario. I saw Mario on Sunday, but... we'll talk about that as well. We'll talk about the Super Mario Brothers movie. But Kimmy Congdon's here. Danny Polishek's here.
You're
very, very excited to have both these motherfuckers.
He's on fire!
Fucking killing it. It's going to be a great show today, okay? But Kim came to Legion of Skanks last night. We are pre-taping the Friday show. So this is Tuesday we're taping. And last night Kim came with some fucking mushroom chocolates. And then I was like, you know what? I can do that. I can do mushroom chocolates. And it went... It wasn't like Jamaica. In Jamaica, we took mushrooms. Everyone was like, kumbaya. We were holding hands. Everyone was very safe. We were all... I realized like an hour in, I looked around and
that's
I realized...
That's because you roofied those people. They were sleeping.
No, they fucking loved it. They were really into it. I realized about an hour into my mushroom trip last night that I knew none of the people in the room. They were all judging me. They were all laughing at me and not with me. Ooh. And it started to make me very paranoid. There was a 5-minute freak out and then I calmed down.
I didn't even realize that you were panicking.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't sound like a microdose either.
This lighting.
What is your lighting?
It's fucking... Do I look this yellow in real life?
No. Yeah, you do. You have a jaundiced complexion.
No, I do not.
You do.
That was horrible.
Kimberly,
look how
Lisa Simpson.
First of all, I want you to see how much they sabotage your guests. Go back to Lewis and Zach. What the fuck? Can we get... Look at that camera and then go back to the guest camera. What's happening?
Is there a different...
The monitor makes people look worse. From here, you look great.
Just well, so you're saying, but Shannon, you are saying on that monitor, Kim looks like a hot pile of dog
shit.
No,
I can't.
You
see
guys
that.
Look more normal colored than us.
Yeah, shouldn't they?
Am I right?
Yeah, like
we look
he be
funny, and every time you go back to them, it's like HD as fuck.
Go back.
And then look how
camera
yellow.
One.
Camera one.
That's like I can camera look
two.
At. Look
all right,
at.
They are a little yellow. Camera one.
Very yellow.
Camera
can we
two.
Can we do something with these? Do these?
I think yeah. I think that's a. Is it a lighting issue?
It's absolutely a lighting issue. You guys.
Kim, can I tell you? It's not going to be fixed right now.
Yeah.
So if you want to stop the show, we can stop the show to worry about the lighting. So you're a little bit, you know, but we're fine. Mm.
I think. Oh, you're okay. Fine over there.
You want to trade seats with Zach?
Come over here to Sick City. Everyone looks fucking sickly.
I'm not going to look good in any chair. Do you want to just come over here?
No, it's fine.
You can trade chairs with Zach.
It's okay.
It's fine. I mean,
you want me next to you?
It is going to be a very warm seat.
Zach. 5 years straight, I've been warming this thing.
Zach's seats don't ever cool down.
I scoot on here.
Yeah. we have a great show planned today. I'm very, very excited to have both of these guests on. Let's get our plugs out of the way and let's fucking get into the Real Ass Podcast. Danny, what you plugging on?
Boys Cast every Friday. I do a cool call-in show called Low Valley Mail every Tuesday night. I have, you're going to miss it, but we have this woman who believes JonBenet Ramsey never existed tonight. And then Wednesday, The Bathhouse, Live from the Stand.
Love it. Kim Congdon.
You guys can follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram at Kim Congdon. Check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/QueenKong1. And check out my podcast, This Bitch with Sarah Wineshank. It's my only podcast now, RIP Broad Topics. And then if you guys want to come see me, I will be in Philadelphia April 30th, Syracuse, New York the 2nd, Albany, New York the 3rd, Connecticut the 4th, Chandler, Arizona, Austin, Texas, Raleigh, North Carolina. It's all happening.
Sick. Oh, you're going to be right back in New York again, Kenny.
Yeah. Also, I forgot one thing. April 22nd.
Oh, yeah. Come back after. I'm going on a little vacation. Sorry, say that again.
Sorry, April 22nd at the dojo. I'll be there in
Sick.
Morris Plains.
Sick. Zach Amico.
Follow me on Instagram at Zach is not funny. And if you want to see me live, I am going to be in Ben Salem, Pennsylvania on 420. Come hang out.
Lots of live stuff coming up. If you're watching this live this tonight, this weekend, April 14th, 15th, I'll be in St. Louis, Missouri for the first time ever with Chris from Brooklyn. Then we're celebrating 420. Chris is with me all throughout the month. We'll be in Las Vegas, Nevada, one night only 420 show. Ooh. At Wise Guys. Very excited about this. Vegas 420. There ain't a better place to celebrate 420, doggies. Then I'll be at Wise Guys in West Jordan Landing, Utah, right outside of Salt Lake City, April 22nd, 21st. And then in May, I'm going down to Fort Worth. I'm going to Houston. I'm going to Lafayette, Louisiana. Rounding out the month at Comics Roadhouse at Mohegan Sun Casino. And then I'll be in...
That's where I did DMT the first time.
Hell yeah. Grand Rapids, EMS, Pennsylvania, Chicago, Detroit, and more. B, Big J, and Dave going on a little mini tour for the first time ever doing live road gigs. Sick. Live stand-up and podcasts. We're doing theater shows. Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom, the Wilbur, and Foxwoods Casino, the big theater at Foxwoods. It's going to be an amazing, amazing event, April 10th through 12th. All three of us rarely on the road together, so come out, New England, and support that. Subscribe to Gas Digital Network, gasdigitalnetwork.com. If you guys love this show, you have... is it 1,000 episodes now at this point, Shannon? Who knows? I don't even know how many episodes we have.
This is 984.
984. We're almost at 1,000 episodes. The majority of them, like 975 of them, are available on gasdigitalnetwork.com and not available anywhere else in the world. All ad-free, all uncensored. You get Legion of Skanks. You unlock thousands of hours of content that are not available anywhere else in the world. All ad-free and uncensored, plus access to the racist live chat, which is always a ton of fun. Make sure you subscribe to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. We're launching a brand new website right now. We are launching, in fact, when this comes out, Saturday, I think we're launching a brand new website. The 15th, we say. And a new app and everything. So support and fucking love it. And last but not least, guys, when this comes out, Saturday passes will probably be all gone. But you could probably get Friday or Sunday passes for Skankfest. All access passes gone. Saturday passes gone. But you can still be a part of it. Sunday is the best day to come to Skankfest. It's the day. It's the final day of the festival. And a lot of people who can't make it Friday and Saturday just show up for Sunday. As people buzz about the festival throughout the weekend, people start showing up more and more. So come out. Grab those Sunday passes. Grab those Friday passes as well. Skankfest.com. Damn, those are good plugs. Those are some damn good plugs.
Solid plugs.
Kim, where are you going on vacation?
Puerto Rico.
Sick. I was just in Puerto Rico. Where are you going to Puerto Rico?
A few places. I don't know.
You know what happened to me in Puerto Rico?
No.
Noseums.
It's just you and other people's business in Puerto Rico.
No, I was nosy.
You didn't get it and you were in their business.
No, that's how Lewis answers the question, how many museums do you want to go to?
Noseums. Dougie, no, Kim brought me to visit her family years ago, and she lives, and it's a very cool place. Like, it is just like, it's almost like white trash, like, bougie.
But it's beautiful.
White trash bougie. Mm-hmm. That's what the way I would call it. Because mm-hmm. It's not bougie. Rich people wouldn't do that. But it was really nice. Like, it's just where it's at. It's like Florida. Where in Florida is that?
It's Central Florida.
Oh, you don't want to give your hometown?
It's just Central.
Like, what are you sucking on?
A Mento.
Take it out of your mouth. I can hear it in your mouth.
I should put the headphones on, but my earrings.
Can somebody take Kim's Mento? Kim is losing her mind right now.
I got fucking yelled at because I wanted food.
Oh, you can get yelled at. Kim hit Shannon up and she's like, hey, is it Madonna for me to ask for food to be waiting at the
Shannon,
studio?
You know what, Shannon, you're a fucking snitch. Hold on, for telling Lewis.
She goes, is it Madonna? Is it Madonna of me to be to ask for food to be waiting for at the studio for me when I get there? And then Shannon told, she was like, she just forwarded me the message. And I was like, I didn't even get a chance to say yes. I was like, get her food, whatever. But nobody else has ever asked in the history of the show to just have food waiting for them.
If I knew that was an option.
SiriusXM asks me this morning if there's anything I need besides drinks.
Did you tell them?
No, I wasn't hungry then. But no, because
you fucking respect them. That's what happened. She didn't want to fucking look like an asshole in front of Jim and Sam.
I ate chocolate on their show today.
Which, by the way, inferior show. No fucking problem saying. I'll say it right to Jim Norton's face. Come on, Sam, come at me. You want a fucking war?
You want a war? Are you enemies with Sam?
I am now. These motherfuckers are offering Kim Congdon food and making me look like a goddamn jerk off.
Yeah, and the response wasn't very... She was like, I'll ask. I'm like, okay, cool.
Thank you, Shannon. Thank you for not just fucking buckling to the Congdon pressure, which a lot of people do. People are intimidated by Kim
Congdon. Well, this place is going downhill. When I first got here, there used to be regular runs to Sonny and Annie's for lunch every time I came.
Because you were a podcaster on the network.
And Lewis was still allowed there.
That's what it is. It always comes down to what Lewis is allowed to do.
I'm not allowed to Tony Annie's anymore, so we don't spend our money there.
Yeah.
Look, we have an incredible show planned today. As I was saying before, I was attacked by noseums in Puerto Rico, so that's why I was wondering
what's
where you're
noseums?
Going. Noseums are little no-seums. Miniature...
You're saying it wrong.
No-see-ums.
No-see-ums.
They're little...
Because you can't see them.
Oh. They're no-see-ums. They're sand fleas.
Did you get that, Lewis?
They're biting mites.
Do you understand that?
No, I got it, yeah. Like, no-see-ums. Like, okay. You don't see them. That, but once again, like, this is like
but there's ticks? No way you some understood Florida, that because you were saying it wrong.
Some Florida Puerto Rican named them because they're like, no-see... You can't see them. No-see...
Yep, that's exactly what Puerto Ricans sound like.
Can't yeah, see.
That's what Florida no Puerto Ricans sound like. That's what your family
in the water
like.
Or outside.
I've met your family. This is what yeah. they sound like. Literally fresh off the boat, yeah. Puerto Ricans or hillbillies. It's one or the other.
Well, my dad's white and my mom's Puerto Rican.
That makes yeah. sense.
No CMs is what out. Puerto Ricans call dads.
Sorry, I ate a Mentos. Fucking sue me.
You're very combative with me right now. What's going on?
I just said sorry, I ate a Mentos.
You told me to sue you. I mean, I'm not bringing you to court.
It's the least combative I've been with you.
It's been really combative.
Apologizing for eating a Mentos.
Yes, but I was like, I can't. There's certain places in the world that I will not go now.
Puerto Rico.
I'm done.
Just wow. because of these ticks or whatever there.
Yeah.
Are they in the water?
It's so Frank. Where, is Frank here right now? Frank was eaten by no-see-ums in Jamaica.
Yeah, they do you wear bug spray?
Yeah, I wear bug spray. I wear it all, doggy.
Yeah, bugs like me too.
There's a few places in Florida, Key West, Florida, but you didn't get fucking eaten by the no-see-ums.
No, no-see-ums don't get me. I'm like, bed bugs love me.
And moon crickets.
If I'm in a bed with a moon crickets, what is that?
Moon crickets. It's a racist term for black people.
Oh.
It's really brutal, and I love it.
I didn't know. I just learned that.
Dude, moon crickets fly.
Why, though? I don't get that.
What is the origin of moon cricket? I would love the origin of that. What is a moon cricket?
I think it's Zach would know.
I think it might be like the way they reflect light and the way crickets look at nighttime.
Okay.
Or that they're really loud when you're trying to watch them.
Oh, crickets. Crickets in the moonlight, I guess. That's yeah. what it is.
I don't know.
It says because... runaway slaves used the moonlight to find their way.
It's a less funny answer.
Yeah.
What was the answer?
Runaway slaves used the moonlight. Moon. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is up with you?
That's like that's like corn hush puppies.
What?
Have you ever had a hush puppy? They're called hush puppies because the slaves would give them to the dogs to distract them when they ran away.
They baked them like
really?
Donuts? Yeah.
They're racist. That's
there's
a racist food?
It's like fried. Yeah,
yeah, they're like donuts.
I know, yeah, I know what hush
I think,
puppies are.
I hope I'm right about that, but I think that's what it is. Or I just like making up racist
facts.
What
are you making these donuts for? It's like the dogs we're going to try and escape from later.
It would be a sick, fake racist fact. Yeah, if not, either way.
These are called shut up bones. The dogs, so they fucking shut their fucking mouths. Yeah, that is the most racist food. Please let me know if hush puppies are also
racist.
Yeah, racist. I would love that. What are you doing? Who are you texting right now?
No one.
You're on your phone the whole time, on like looking down, not in the conversation, missing
I'm
parts of
fully
it.
Fully in the conversation.
You're not.
I can
you're,
tell you every part of this.
No, you literally said, "Wait, what did you guys just say?" A second ago, because you
well,
were texting.
I didn't have this in because my ears hurt.
What do your ears hurt?
She has big whore earrings.
Yeah, whore earrings, and I've been wearing them for 3 days, so they're weighing me down.
Well, why don't you take them off? What's happening today? You're fucking coming
I'm
down from
mushrooms.
You're still on mushrooms? You
took
more?
Them again today.
Kim, chill.
Do you want some?
No.
You
took them again?
Get away from me.
What are they, microdoses though?
Yeah, you want some?
Oh, you're actually just, they're not even like candies. Oh, no, these
no,
are
they're
chocolates.
Candies. Yeah, yeah.
Wait, you're, should I not do okay. this on air?
Why? I think they're legal now in most places, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, places. Are they legal in New York?
Nobody really cares, dude. No, like, we bought them in Jamaica. I bought them in California.
Yeah.
At a
smoke
shop.
Don't
let the dog in here.
Well, I walked by somewhere just walking over here today in the East Village.
These are my hush mushrooms.
Whatever. And they were selling some sort of mushroom candy, like... They had like some sort of like,
yeah no
they're psilocybin bars
yeah they have psilocybin like they're just like fuck
so
it.
Whatever's going on with psilocybin and mushrooms right now, it's this gray area where like people are like, cool, we're just gonna sell it and make some fucking cash off this. What is the legality?
They're waiting forgiveness, not permission.
Yeah, it's
one state legalized them. I think it's like Oregon.
Yeah, Utah or Oregon,
or
one of these places.
Shit, so then everybody's like, well, it's only a matter of time.
Shannon, you can fact check at any time. You can let us know any of these things.
Yeah. The ones I got in DC were great from that place outside the club.
Jason Ellis brought them to me in Cali, and he just got them from a straight up smoke shop, and they were gummies, and you couldn't taste the mushrooms at all.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now, schedule 35.
Schedule. Stop giving
promo code TB15. Stop giving. I'm telling you right now. Go look at my comments on my YouTube. It's the only ad I will a product I'll push constantly. Schedule 35.
They do. They deliver you mushrooms.
They deliver them to you. You order them online. It goes straight to the mailbox.
Where's my ad sales guys? Why are they not promoting them on my show?
They have.
You don't get in trouble for promoting them on like YouTube or anything.
No. Oh. Not yet.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Hey, I do stuff. I'm not trying to narc.
White snitch.
Calm the fuck down, dude.
I'm not trying to narc. I'm trying to ask for my
own. Shut up,
thing.
Dude.
Yeah, no. And they have ones that make you horny, that you take them and they make you horny specifically. They have other ones that are like vitamins with ginseng and like all the shit that you could just take in the morning. Just like gives you like a little extra pep, like a coffee.
They have ones that make you regret your relationship with your parents.
Yeah. That's what I'm on now.
Yeah. Usually, it's so funny. Like with mushrooms, I'm usually so in my head about it and I don't want to do it around, like they talk about with tripping, they talk about set and setting, right? And being in a comfortable environment, being with the right people. And I wouldn't trip around strangers ever. Like I had to be with like literally like a few close friends and not too many. Because if there's like more than three or four people there, I'm like, at one point I see somebody like whispering to another person and I convince myself that they're whispering about me. And I can like hear the words, like I just started hearing whispering throughout the whole fucking day.
I feel like that all the time.
You just feel like people are whispering about you.
I feel
but
like
they,
people
maybe
are always
are.
Saying mean things secretly about me.
No.
I know. I know it's no.
Everyone be cool.
Everyone just stops talking.
Kim, everyone loves you.
It's like, this sucks.
And I'll say congratulations. Kim fucking passed at the Comedy Store.
Thank you.
Did they put the name up there?
Not yet. I think they do that in June.
I've always had this idea to go and paint my name on the Comedy Store wall, and I think it's going to really ruin my relationship.
Surprised more like pranksters in LA.
More hacks haven't done that.
Yeah, just like some open micer who's just like so just scorned. And he's like, fuck this.
I every time I go there, I am tempted to buy white paint and do it, and
you,
I don't.
No, it would be more of you to do like red paint. Like very obvious.
Yeah. Oh hell yeah, dude!
And get some black
drip it over.
Cancel some people out.
Dude, that was Big J said this, and it really is true. It's one of the funniest things ever.
Is it about the name on the wall?
Yeah,
I was just
D'Elia?
About to.
It's
the next
it's true.
Thing. It's true.
It's 100% true.
The next thing I was gonna say.
Big J will just say things. Sometimes you're like, all right, he's just being funny. It actually looks like it. So Chris D'Elia's wall or Chris D'Elia's name on the Comedy Store on the side, it looks like all the other names around it are moving away.
They're like running away. They're all angled like they're going
Doggy,
in different directions.
It's fucking hilarious. It's one of the funniest things ever.
He seems to be doing okay, though.
Who, D'Elia?
Yeah.
Yeah, he really does.
Still just doing his theaters. And just
doing his theaters.
Just motor, you know, head down and just powering through.
I mean, really, people are so distracted. That's kind of what you got
to
do.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. You assume that he'd just hire somebody to run his Instagram to delete every comment. Because it has to be 100 comments a day of people being like.
You know what?
Way more.
I've looked, though. They tire. The people who are mad about that stuff, they tire themselves out.
I don't
and
think
they move
so.
On. Really?
Dude.
I look.
Dude, I do not. So then D'Elia started a podcast with fucking Brendan Schaub and Eric Griffin. So now all of Brendan Schaub's trolls now troll D'Elia. It's just like, it has to be 1,000 comments a day that he's just literally.
Oh, maybe on YouTube.
He's not doing it. I'm sure he has just a person that he's hired to just delete, because it would drive you out of your fucking mind.
I think YouTube actually, too, I think you can restrict like words in comments.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, so you just like, he's like probably just restricts all these words and they just never show up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did that with your name one time.
Yeah, she did it on Twitch.
People would be like messaging me and be like, why can't I say Lewis to you?
In every spelling of it on Twitch, she
it's
blocked,
hilarious.
Like, literally, people are like,
like L-U-1-S, all, no, like anything.
At one point, everyone just started calling you Voldemort in my stream. And then that's what we called you for a while.
I'm not going to say what we called you. So, it's a shorter name.
Voldemoron.
Voldemort.
Voldecunt. yeah, no. Schedule 35. That sounds great. I don't know what's going on with mushrooms. Where is it legal, Shannon?
Oh, so I looked up if they were legal at all in New York, and it's still criminal to possess, sell, or manufacture them here.
I mean, I'm so blasé. Like, I have, like...
Schedule 35, if you hear this, pay me more.
Stop.
For this.
First of all, Schedule 35, be a sponsor on this show. If you get a little bit of a kickback...
They don't even have lighting over here.
Just realize we have too much lighting.
Hey, come to our studio. You can see my face. Oh, that's kind of better. Maybe it was my shirt. Maybe my skin's reflecting off my face.
Yeah.
Anywho...
Yeah, so you said it's not. Where is it legal, Shannon?
So in California, it's decriminalized. Oregon, it's fully recreational use. In Washington, also decriminalized in selected municipalities. In Michigan, decriminalized.
It's crazy.
And Massachusetts, decriminalized.
Mass.
I mean, would a cop even bust you at this point? You'd have to get a dickhead cop, right? Or it's, like, what
I
about this?
I don't
like,
think
I have weed.
Know.
I have a jar of weed, right? I will bring this jar of weed home with me. I cracked it open. We smoked a blunt, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it's in my car and a cop pulls me over, is that like having an open fucking container?
No, I think that's fine.
No, but also like mine's just like pieces of chocolate too. Like it just like how would anyone even know?
Yeah. For sure. Unless you actually have the mushrooms, I think they're going to be like...
And even the mushrooms are like little pills. Like, how would you even know? It looks like a vitamin.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure... Look, they do test for things like that eventually. Like, if you get arrested, they'll
not
take it...
Not if you shove it up your ass.
No, here's what they do. They'll test it for... they take it from you, and then they send it to a lab. And by the time you go to court, they have the results on whether or not that was
drugs. And I mean, also,
not.
Like, they have to have some suspicion. Like, if they just stop...
Well, what about this? So you're smoking weed, right? I'm smoking a blunt in the car. Right?
Yeah, you can't do that.
You know, you can't do that. But what I get pulled over, right? I fucking eat the blunt. He goes, "You were just smoking weed." I go, "No, it was CBD." How does he know? Like, what is the legality there? Like,
I think they would try to do a blood test.
Or
but
a field
sobriety.
They don't. No, probably like some sort of.
I smoke a pound of weed a day. Give me a field sobriety test.
Yeah, and then probably. I think they were trying to.
I could do
to...
the things better high.
Definitely, dude. I slow myself down, dude, because honestly, I'd be all jittery. I'd poke myself in the eye. Try to say the alphabet backwards. Go.
Z G Y X W T U V
U T S
R P O N M L.
Oh, she's going faster than me. I can't keep up.
K J J A
K K K
G no I G D C B A.
I don't think
that was right. You know, you miss an E.
Did I miss an E?
Yeah, there's no E there.
No one needs an E.
Same thing.
Yeah,
dude. Yeah, say the alphabet backwards.
The alphabet backwards.
Hell yeah, doggy.
Oh hell yeah.
Yeah. In Canada, actually, when they made weed legal, they had these like actual tests, like to test your saliva to see how high you were. But then people were like, "Yeah, well, what if I smoked weed 6 hours ago?"
Yeah,
and I
smoked
a lot
6 hours ago.
None of them stuck, like, because they're trying to pull all these, like, get all these people for essentially DUIs once they made it legal.
Did we? Was this show we were looking it up on, like the legality of a DUI and why you would choose to not? Maybe that was just me by myself. I was high. I was looking up why you would choose to not take a breathalyzer, because like. If you're drunk, I guess it's the only time you should not take a breathalyzer, you should refuse to, because you're getting an automatic DUI. Your license is suspended for a year in almost every state, right?
If you don't take the if you refuse,
say, I'm refusing to take the breathalyzer.
Yeah,
you go to jail that night because they'll tell you like we won't arrest you if you do the.
They'll give you a blood test. They'll arrest you and they'll give you a blood test eventually. But you can hold it off
for a while.
Yeah, you have a little bit of time.
So what happens is
you got to go to the hospital and act erratic for a bit.
If you're over a certain blood like alcohol, it's like. Like attempted murder or something crazy, if you're driving so drunk that it's like reckless endangerment, it's not just a DUI. You hit a certain threshold where you like get real serious, like jail time. So if you're that drunk, refuse the breathalyzer. But there's no other reason to refuse the breathalyzer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just giving the fans a little bit of fucking insight. I know you guys drinking.
This is the kind of information people tune into this show.
You really
for.
Do need to know that.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah. It's good to know. You got to know your rights, especially in this country.
Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank YoKratom.com for being a great longtime supporter of this show and Skankfest and everything that we do on the network. If you're over 21 years old and you guys love Kratom, you get it from YoKratom.com. They're home of the $60 kilo. Why spend more money on your Kratom when you could just buy a better quality product at a cheaper price?
Absolutely, Lewis. Stop going to gas stations, smoke shops, or bodegas and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time when you can go to YoKratom.com, where they have the best customer service, all the best strains. It only costs $60 for a full kilo, and it gets delivered right to your door.
I love it, guys. Go to YoKratom.com. No promo code needed. Already the best deal on the internet, YoKratom.com. All right, where were we? Let's talk about the Steven Tyler, who is from Aerosmith. If you guys, I never liked Aerosmith. Never.
Aerosmith?
Never a fan.
I can't think of what I used to get them confused with Bon Jovi, but that's not the same.
No, Aerosmith is probably more respected
than
right?
Bon Jovi.
Yeah, I think so for sure. I think Bon Jovi was sort of like
Bon Jovi's a goat.
What'd you say?
Pop.
Yeah, Bon Jovi was more pop. Aerosmith like transcended like decades and like just kept on evolving. Like they were really one. Like Dream On was like their big classic. Dream On.
Okay,
yeah. Didn't they kind of go away for a bit though?
Yeah, but they've been relevant literally every decade from the 70s. I don't even know if they were, I don't know when they started, but the 70s, 80s, you know, Dude Looks Like a Lady. Yeah, they Dude did Looks that, like that song with Run DMC.
Walk This Way,
which I'm honestly at that time nobody did that. They did a fucking rap rock song like years before. As I'm saying how I don't like Aerosmith, I'm like talking about him like,
you're like, holy
they're
shit,
great. Yeah, they're fucking incredible.
They are fucking iconic.
Yeah.
They are iconic. Obviously, Joe Perry, Steven Tyler, iconic fucking band. You know, 90s, they had that fucking song that we all jerked off to in the 90s.
Dude Looks Like a Lady.
The asteroid one?
I don't want to miss a thing.
Yeah, when his daughter, he fucking made his daughter dyke out with Alicia Silverstone.
That's before that. I don't want to miss a thing is the Armageddon theme.
Yeah, the asteroid.
And that's Ben Affleck with the animal crackers.
No,
that's what he was tacking off to.
Animal crackers. Doggy, it was, what was that song with,
I think it's Crazy. I'm looking
Crazy.
Oh, that's with Alicia Silverstone.
I love that song.
I knew you, by the way, I knew you would love a bunch of Aerosmith songs. It's right up your fucking alley.
I do
alley.
Like yes. Aerosmith. I'm you the love biggest, Aerosmith. I'm actually the biggest Aerosmith fan.
I could see myself getting bit by no-see-ums on a fucking dock listening to Aerosmith with your family on a boat. Okay? It's definitely... So, yeah, this video was so hot when I was a teenager. I mean, these girls were fucking it.
Yeah, she's
right.
This is right after Clueless, right?
So yeah, it's right after Clueless, right? Alicia Silverstone was so hot then. But then this is his daughter. This is fucking Liv Tyler. And they slut her up in the video. She's like a teenage girl in this video.
She's really hot, too.
Yeah, but it's kind of crazy that you would like...
Doggy, all the Liv long day.
All the Liv long day. All the Liv Tyler long day. Yeah, these bitches were fucking smoke shows. This was like the fantasy for like every teenage boy. We watched this and we're like, wow.
That's great.
Remember how hot some videos were? This was the one video, the Chris Isaac video, where he's just fucking Helena Christensen on the beach.
That Wicked Game?
God damn, dude. I beat my dick raw to that video.
I don't think I've ever seen
it. Music videos.
My version of that as a young girl was when Usher touched himself on stage and it was spinning around.
No, you loved
camera.
It.
The camera was, yeah.
Or what about the other one? Do you remember
that, Shannon? What?
Who was the guy at the video? It was just him naked.
D'Angelo,
and it was like right above his dick. The whole video was just literally the camera... touching just where his dick would start. You don't remember this video? Mm-hmm. How do you? You don't. You
was it iconic.
What
was
it year? Called?
Untitled.
I don't know. Put it on. Kim's gonna remember it as soon as it comes on because it was so. You were maybe 11 when this came out.
This
was like such an iconic video.
I've never seen this.
Life. It's literally just porn. I remember my mom being way in.
I haven't seen this, but keep it going.
Fuck you, D'Angelo, you piece of shit.
Pretty hot.
This is the whole video. And then it cuts a little bit lower and lower right until it almost touches the top of his dick.
Fast forward. Stop edging me. Let me come. Oh! I do love those lines.
Whatever. Who wants lines like that?
No one. They're horrible.
Who would ever want to be that lean?
No one.
Fuck you,
yeah,
D'Angelo.
Yeah, that looks awful. Yucky. Wow.
Ew, why doesn't he have a bunch of fat around the lower part of his back? What is going on?
Also, what happened to him?
Why is there not a patch of hair right there happening?
Yeah, he's
You right. like that. You like that, Kim.
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah.
Kim, whatever your name is. Shannon. Shannon's racist. She would never.
This is still admirable.
It's still admirable.
It looks good, right?
You enjoy it.
It's like even if you're not into that, if you're like having sex with that guy and you're touching his body, you can get into it.
Well, even if you're not into that, like as a man, non-gay man, I can go,
quotes,
that should be, that's art. Like his body, as in
shape. Yeah, that's a very straight thing to say.
That is that is art. No, I'm being straight right now.
You're very straight. That man is art.
Yeah, that man's body is a work of art and it should be worshipped.
Michael D'Angelo.
Guess who's sing? Guess who's sing? If they made a statue of that body,
yeah,
specifically, you'd go like, okay, that if he they were like, you know what, we want you to pose because we're going to sculpt a statue based off your body, that would make sense.
Yes,
if they had to sculpt my body, they would never let it harden. They would like, well, we're done. Go and
like, keep it under the sun, would you?
You silly putty.
Yeah. Fucking. Just a bunch of gray, silly. They mash all the colors together to make my skin tone.
There's a family circus on your ass.
All right, so let's talk about. Oh wait, we never finished the story about Steven Tyler.
Yeah, we got lost in.
We were worshiping this man. All right, so he's been canceled.
We got lost in black abs.
He raped a child. Apparently, is that what happened, Shannon? What is the story here?
All right. Well, no, it's let's not. Well, he raped a child.
Well, he didn't rape a child because he actually
adopted a child so that she could tour with him, and you can't get statutory rape charges for someone you adopted.
Not when you're their legal guardian.
Sex trafficking, you can't get. That's why he adopted her.
He brought her on tour, and the whole time she's like, "Are we there yet?"
So hold on, Steven Tyler. How old is this? Who is the girl? How old is this girl? Give me the details, Shannon.
Okay, so she was 16 at the time.
What year is this?
That's a fun conversation for
them. Yeah, I feel like it was seven. Oh,
it's already a wash. I give him a pass. The '70s is crazy.
So how old was he?
16 in the 70s.
He was 25.
And he's getting like.
And he was 25? Yeah. This is a non-issue.
And then he wrote about it all in his. He's getting in trouble because he wrote about this.
I'm sorry. I'm not snitch defending pedophilia. I'm just saying that in the 70s, the day age between 25 and 16 is just not even a. It's a 70.
25 and 16, that's not that bad.
Yeah. It's
in
not,
the 70s.
In the 70s, I feel like for every decade, you get to take a year.
You get to take a year. Yeah.
I feel like that guy needs a Nobel Peace Prize for that in the 70s.
That's it?
Yeah.
Didn't Elvis fuck a 12-year-old? Wasn't Jerry Lee Lewis banging his 10-year-old cousin?
Wait, she was 17?
No, she was 16.
16. And he was 25.
Didn't they write songs? Wasn't there a song, "She's Only 17?
And look at her, she looks older than him.
Ew, she's haggard. She's an old lady.
Yeah, that's...
They look the same.
She was 16, but she was living his lifestyle. It's like when they took Drew Barrymore
to do coke.
She looks like
a fucking ghoul.
Yeah.
But they kind of look alike. Yeah. If you told me that was a brother and sister, I'd believe you.
He looks like the guy that sings, "Tiptoe Through the Window."
Tiny
you know that
Tim,
guy?
Yeah. Tiny Tim.
He looks like him.
Yeah, well, yeah, he does.
Yeah, he was doing her a favor. So that's the whole story, is it was in the 70s and she was 16, he was 25.
He was just embarrassed that he was dating an old woman and he was like, "She's 16.
She also claims that he forced her to get an abortion when she was 17. But so he's now finally responding to these allegations, and it says that he's had several different defenses, ranging from denying that the plaintiff suffered any damages to alleging that she failed to mitigate after alleging damages herself prior to filing suit.
So she's suing him now.
Yeah. After his book came out. That's when she made this.
But his book came out like in the 90s, didn't it? Or is the book came out recently?
Oh, let me
double
check.
If he snitched on himself now for that shit, that's insane.
It took her that long to read it.
I just want to tell you the rest of his responses. Says he didn't deny that he had sex with her, and most notably, Tyler alleged in his response that she was 16 while he was 25 at the time, consented to the sexual relationship, and that her claims were barred because, quote, immunity to the defendant as a caretaker or guardian.
Damn.
Which is a crazy thing to say, because that means you can just sexually abuse your children.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's obviously, it's fucking weird, but it's just also a little different, like, it's the 70s, you get a guy who's like a young rock star, like he's a kid himself, like it's not, I don't know, it just doesn't seem like
And her parents were cool with it.
Were they?
They signed her over.
They signed her over.
They sold her.
Oh, wow.
My parents would have done that. When I was 15 or 16, if like someone...
You met some rock star?
If a rock star came by and I was 16 years old, my mom would have been
like,
people
do that now.
Your mom would have been like,
"Go, my little girl, fly, my baby. Get out of here, my baby. You do something the family never done. You suck that dick. You go, baby. You suck that dick so hard and so good."
Her mother would. I know your mom. Yeah. Like, unquestionably, she'd be like, "Well, we made it." She would have looked like the family made it.
Yeah. She would have sucked his dick, too. She'd be like, "Just in case you didn't do it right."
Yeah. That's fucking wild, dude. Yeah. I guess even just back in our times, it was a different time. You know, we talked about it ad nauseum, but it's like I knew 16-year-old girls that were dating 25 and 30-year-old men. It wasn't
when you were in middle school and early high school, girls had dudes that would drive and pick them up, and it was who were graduated already.
Not middle school, not middle school, but definitely
50.
High school for sure.
In high school.
High school for sure. There was a few girls that were dating like older guys that would show up with cars and fucking. It was creepy. There was a couple guys that couldn't go to prom because they had aged out. Like, if you were over 25 or something, you weren't allowed to go to the prom.
That seems a bit old.
Even
for
the
prom.
Fact that you were allowed letting a 25-year-old go to the prom is kind of fucking crazy.
I brought my boyfriend to prom, and he was out of high school. And I had to, this is a true story, I had to bribe my principal with chicken wings. I was like, I'll bring you 50 wings for lunch tomorrow. 50. I worked at a wing place, like the only wing. We had such a trashy town. I worked at a wing place, and he was like, you bring me 50.
Your principal, a giant black fat man?
No.
Oh, yes.
he was a white guy. And he said, you bring me 50 barbecue wings on Monday morning, and he can go to prom with you. Wow. And I did.
Why didn't you just do it? And before you had to ask, and like, because you thought it might be an issue?
Yeah.
How old was your boyfriend?
I was 17 or 18, and he was about to be 21.
That's not that bad.
No.
That's just not that bad. I went to prom out of high school. I was 19. My girlfriend 20. Was a senior, you know, and I went back to do her senior prom.
My parents didn't like it when I was at one point 14, and my boyfriend was 17. But that's kind of different. There's something about those 3 years that
it's not
like
even that.
So
a 14-year-old girl. So here's just the truth. Ready?
That was immature.
And look, 14. Girls are experimenting at 14 sexually. When I lost my virginity, I was 16. My girl was 15. Right. But it's not crazy for a 14-year-old to lose their virginity or start getting blowjobs and handjobs and shit. That's like about the age that people, I'd say, the average kids start experimenting. Mm-hmm. You're on the cusp. You can either go one of two ways. You can be a good girl,
and
which
wait
you
a couple
were,
more years,
right? Or you can start dating the 17-year-old who just wants to fuck. Yeah. Like, this kid is like all, and not even that he's a bad guy for it. It's just
he's 17. He's a fuck muscle.
17 yeah. years old. Like, all you want to do is just have sex. It's just this new thing to you. You can have sex. Was he a virgin when you started dating him?
Yeah.
Oh wow. Did you lose your virginity to him?
No.
So you just edged him the whole relationship.
Hot,
damn.
Right?
Handjobs.
No, we only dated for a little bit, and we only made out.
Yeah. She was furious.
Yeah.
A loser.
Yeah, I didn't. And then my next boyfriend was my first handjob blowjob. My first blowjob, I made the guy wear a condom.
I know, you've told us before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
I was scared.
You were scared?
Yeah, I was scared because I heard one other girl had blown him before. And I was like, what if he gives me an STD?
I'm going to get AIDS in my mouth from that girl.
Yeah. You, Sarah Weinshank said the first time she gave a blowjob, she thought she had an STD. And she went to the clinic and she's like, I need to be tested. And they're like, why? And she's like, I gave a blowjob. And they're like, okay. Or she didn't say a blowjob. She said, I did a... She went like that.
You fucked a horse?
But yeah. I mean, yeah, 14 and 17, my dad was pissed because he could drive. He had a car.
Yeah. I mean, 14, you're like, you were almost just in elementary school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
14, it's just really young, and you don't want to think about it. And no matter what you're saying, I'm assuming that this guy is at least finger popping you if I'm your dad.
Yeah.
Right? So they don't, even though you're going like, no, I'm not like doing anything and I am being innocent, like you assume you should always assume the worst, right? Mm-hmm. So fuck that. Like, I would have, no way. If I had a daughter, there's no fucking way she's dating a guy 17 when she's 14.
Yeah.
Even dating at 14, having a 14-year-old boyfriend.
But 16 and, but 17 and 23 feels different. 17 and 22.
It does. It's just like.
Even though that person's in college and that's still a high school girl. This person's now in a different world, realm.
Being a 17, your own, like, here's the thing. Like, school sort of, like, trains us in a weird way and prepares us to, like, go off into the real world. So by the time you get to like senior year of high school, our generation anyway.
Lewis is talking about interning underage girls.
No, but by the time you get to high school, right, with our generation, not the newer generation, because I think they're all fucked because of social media and pads and phones and shit, right? But by the time we get to high school, by the time I was in my senior year, I had already hooked up with chicks, asked girls out on dates, gotten into fights, gotten kicked out of school, been invited back to school. I had fucking, you know, done my SATs. I prepared for a fucking, I had 3 jobs already. I saved a little bit of cash.
You're a full grown man.
But but I'm just saying, it was like, being 17 or 18 years old, just in terms of my experience in life, is a big difference between going into high school at 14, where you're a little kid.
Yeah, you're like a stumbling baby deer.
Yeah, you're just trying to like figure out like, you know, by the time I was like by the time I graduated high school, like, my mom was basically ready for fucking death. Like, she stopped raising me. I had already moved out. Like, I'm also a special case. It was a different, you know, I was different. And I think a lot of other kids, you know, they don't grow up as fast as I did. But unquestionably, there's a massive difference between 17 and 14 years old in terms of maturity, just because of your experience and going, you know, you're driving now. You're about to vote for the first time. You can go to the military. There's just all these like things that get unlocked next year as well. So you're sort of like mentally preparing to be an adult.
Yeah.
Whereas I think when you're going into high school, you're like, I don't know, you're like mentally preparing to be a teenager in high school, which is like a fucking really immature mindset. You're like looking forward to that, you know?
Yeah.
Mike James is going to middle school this year.
That's insane.
It's fucking nuts.
That's crazy.
James. Yeah. Middle school.
Yeah.
Well, you guys heard it here first. No underage girl interns here at Gas Digital. You guys have to bring me into the studio like a fat Hannibal Lecter.
Wheel you in.
let's talk about this. There's a new toy tonight. Let's go. Toy tonight, Shannon.
Toy tonight?
Toy
or night.
Oh, I see.
Toy or night.
Saturday night, we're going to figure out if this next
is disgusting.
Subject, no, it's great. Is this girl going to be Toit or Noit? We don't know. We have no idea. Shannon, you have a new Toit or Noit subject?
Yeah, so her name is Jessica Grossman.
I like the name Jessica. Grossman is her last name, so that's not. It's a down thing. It's a 1 point off.
When she was 13 years old, she had an illness that led to her getting Crohn's disease, and it was so severe that the doctors basically said the only way she could live is if she had a surgery, that she had a colostomy bag that would then, all of her waste was processed like to go outside of her body.
So she has to walk around with a colostomy bag.
Yeah,
so.
I've known someone like that, and when it goes through it, you can hear it.
No.
It's like...
Yeah,
and then there's just shit in a bag off
is
their
this
waist.
An adult?
I've seen an adult with it, and they were in my kitchen. It was a friend's parent, and then they shit in their colostomy bag in the kitchen, and I was like, "Can you?"
They don't excuse themselves.
I don't think they can feel it. I think
they
it just
don't
happens.
Know.
Yeah, it just happens.
Yeah, I told this on some show. I had a health teacher, Mr. Alfano, and he had a bag, and he would go, "Ladies and gentlemen, if you hear noises, yes, I am defecating into my colostomy bag. It is not funny, and we will not make a." But you would just be teasing. You would hear like.
Can't get like a silencer for that thing.
It's hilarious. You can't shit in a bag as a high school teacher and expect people not.
I would
laugh.
Fucking rock the bag on the outside. It would be like
people
just,
do.
Like even like on the outside of their clothes.
Oh no.
Are there like cool?
No, I'd be like.
Are there cool colostomy bags? I bet you there are.
Like a Gucci colostomy bag,
yeah. Or like just one that has like fun like stickers or something. Like I don't sure. know. Okay. I would just make it your own, you know?
If the line's up to here, I'm full of shit.
Yeah, novelty colostomy bags.
Yeah. Quirky
sure.
ones, yeah.
Ah, shit.
These are covers for
you
the
You say like Sunday gravy?
Oh, so they do have them.
Covers, yeah, they
oh,
do.
Oh, I see.
No one takes a piss better than me.
I like the...
Oh, they do have quirky ones.
Be your own kind of beautiful. Solid.
Oh, God.
Solid bag to put
all right,
your waist
so
in.
This, so
they should
this,
do one with the poop emoji.
How old is the chick?
Beats
now,
being
Shannon?
Dead. That's at least a little tongue in cheek one.
Shannon, what? How old is this girl now?
33.
33. Oh, she's a little old.
Here's a picture.
Hey.
Oh, sorry, Kim. Okay. Oh. Toyed though. Hell yeah.
She looks great.
Hell yeah, she does. She's pretty fucking toyed, but that's the bag on her.
Mm-hmm.
That's yeah, I have her Instagram.
Would you
too.
Would you bang a chick with a bag on her?
Well, this is sort of what Twitter.
Not on
is.
Her head.
This is. I can't bang her too hard.
Yeah.
She's just fucking
yeah,
filling up.
Thing.
You shit. You push the shit back inside
oh,
of her somehow.
No. Let's see.
Yeah, you don't want to lie directly on top of her.
Sucks when you're the guy, though, and your girl's like, I want to be like a colostomy influencer.
Yeah, but
like,
please, just don't tell anyone, please.
You can just have it. You don't have
like,
to
I've
it.
Accepted you. Why does everyone have to accept you?
Oh, she works it well.
No, she's hot as fuck. Obviously, her body's righteous, you know, but...
But she's taking a shit right there.
That's a sound. let's see some more pics.
That is kind of cool just to be able to shit wherever.
Could you get past this?
That's probably why she's so skinny. Probably goes right
about,
through her.
Yeah, for sure. She probably like doesn't really like get
dudes.
Queen. Go
dudes
off.
Don't really give a shit. Like
okay, yeah, but super clean butthole.
Yeah, that's
oh,
true.
Yeah.
Oh, so poop never comes out of the butthole? Does
never.
She ever fart?
No.
Probably through the bag.
If and I really mean this, if this eliminates farts, I would rather every woman have this.
That's so horrible.
That is no the truth. What an amazing thing! They no longer fart. They got
a. They
shit
fart,
bag.
But it's in a bag. You still hear it.
Yeah.
They and play it like a bagpipe.
Yeah. If the bag's blown up, yeah. She's gassy.
Lewis, any woman
fart?
You're with is already burdened by a bag of shit.
Let's see. From your stoma, gas usually leaks very slowly into your stoma bag. There are vents provided. Oh, you can fucking
yeah,
a little
I don't
bit.
Think you fart. It's just, it gets, yeah. It
I was right. It builds up.
Yeah, it just goes to the bag.
And you have to let it out like a bike tire.
I would want the bike tire valve.
Yeah.
That would be a perfect way to just.
Yeah.
I do it on a plane as you walk by people.
Well, you could tell people it's also like sometimes. A drug. You're like, you want to take a hit of this? And oh. It's a vape.
Dude, anytime I have to fart.
You can fake vape your farts.
Go to a hookah lounge and just fucking like take the thing off. And
tell someone it's a whip it.
Anytime I have to fart, I walk on a plane. I walk to the back of the plane.
Planes make you need to fart.
Then I fart. And then I walk quickly toward the front of the plane. I spray everyone.
Oh, you crop dust the entire
plane. Crop dust the entire plane.
See, I only do that
because I don't
class,
want the people to know that it's me, right? Uh-oh. If I have to fart, also it's because I've been eating bad, and it is.
People know it's you. Just everyone knows it's you instead of a few people.
Because it'll take a second to hit their nose. By the time
they
smell it.
But they feel the air from your walk.
Yeah. No, because other people are walking. There's people around. They don't know.
I think they're too confident about this.
No, they start looking around, being like, "Who was that?"
You're just smiling.
What was it?
In those sunglasses at them.
Yeah. It's not good.
Do you
not
shit good. On planes?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Why?
To shit on a plane is nuts.
I mean, it has to be an emergency.
It has to be an emergency.
Yeah, I'm not just like leisurely going like, why not?
Sometimes one time, kill some time on a plane.
It's like, I can't even fit in that thing. How do you fit?
I have big
legs. We went into a coffee shop and Lewis went into the bathroom and you were in there for like, it had to be 20 minutes to where like a line formed. It was like eight people waiting for the bathroom.
That was
Starbucks.
So embarrassing.
And then this mother, I was embarrassed because this motherfucker came out with his laptop.
Yeah. I was working.
He was fucking working on the public toilet at Starbucks.
This is what before phones
grind
were,
culture.
So phones at that time weren't as good. The internet browsing wasn't as good. So I would bring my, no, it really wasn't.
It was like 3 years ago.
No, this one. Like 6-7 years ago, Kim. Really fucking time flies.
God damn.
Yeah.
And I am old.
You could browse on phones back then, but it just wasn't.
Back then.
It wasn't as enjoyable of an experience. So I would bring my laptop to the bathroom and I would fucking browse and I would tweet and do all that shit.
I think you just like the computer better.
I'm just shocked.
You know what? It was also, maybe that.
But I like the idea that all these people are waiting and you come out with your fucking laptop.
Yeah, like this, by the way.
And probably
literally still working. Yeah, like, not even looking at anyone waiting.
Yeah.
It was the most craziest thing. Yeah. Well, no.
Starbucks?
That was not even close to the most craziest
thing.
That
was actually kind of a nice day.
That day. It was crazier, Kim. All right, let's see.
Wait, so you have to say whether you guys would.
I say toit. Of course I would.
Agreed.
Very toit.
I'm there.
Toit.
I don't have an issue with the colostomy bag ultimately. Where does it come out of? Empty. Where's it poking a hole into her?
Abdomen.
In the abdomen.
So the colostomy bag goes, so it's not upper asshole?
No, it's like here at the front.
But it's like does it look sore?
No, there's like a bag there. There's like a hole in her stomach.
If you take the bag off, there's a hole.
There's a hole.
Can you fuck the hole?
Oh! Fuck you, bitch.
That looks like Ari Shaffir's ass.
That's her? That's her?
That's a stopper. No. That's not the...
No, I think that's it. That's her fucking... That's her body, doggy.
That's her body.
Oh, look at that. Oh, no way, dude. No way.
Yeah.
No way. That's what it looks like?
I think they take your intestine and they just...
No way.
Just put it... Coming out of your stomach, right?
Uh-uh.
So they detach it. So your butthole and your intestine are no longer connected.
It looks like a pig's nose.
Wait,
that is a port. That's like a port. You're right, Zach.
Yeah.
That's a port. Yeah, but a port. They should make it a different color.
Can we see more images of this?
I mean, literally any other color.
Yes.
God damn.
It looks like a nipple.
Crohn's is no joke, though. I know some people had it.
I know some people that have Crohn's.
It stinks.
Ooh, no, that looks like a fucking wound, dude. What is that? Is that a port?
So is it a noit now?
It might be a noit.
She looks like she got shot.
Who's that one? Women bears colostomy bag and bikini.
Fuck.
Is that the same chick?
What is that?
No, different girl.
Is that organic material or is that a piece of rubber or plastic that's been inserted? Like,
that's.
Can we see it without it?
It's fucking me up, dude.
They shouldn't do it that color.
It should be a yellow, a blue.
Something unnatural. Not
it should be like
something
a cast.
Medical looking.
You should be able to choose like a cast.
A tie-dye would make me feel more comfortable. Tie-dye would have been cool. Sparkling gold.
Kill me. Kill me now.
Bedazzled.
If I had to deal with that, that would be fucking really brutal, dude.
Yeah.
If I had to deal with having to look at that on my girl, it would be over.
So noit?
Not that. No. Just the bag was kind of cute, like press up against her skin.
Noit is
like,
the only time you could fuck her with that thing.
Loit's out. All right, fucking shit. I say noit. What do you guys say? Still toit?
Still toit.
Agreed.
Still toit?
Yeah.
Toit.
Wow. Well, you guys are fucking better people.
And plus, if you hit it from the back, then you don't even see the whole situation.
Shannon, is there a new real ass pet? Because we've been looking for years now, we've been looking for a freaky pet for
maybe.
The show.
I don't know if it's freaky enough, but
Shannon gets a freaky pet from you every time she comes into work.
Freaky pet and sniff.
Okay, so it's a dog that they found. He had been abused, and they had a hard time finding a family that would take him because they thought that he had a tumor on him. They call him a unicorn dog because of this bump on his head. So let me show you him.
Ew.
Is that Justin Silver's
That's
dog?
That's fucking gross to me.
So they thought it was a tumor and they were going to kill him. But then they found out that it's just...
Did he ask a cartoon mouse? Or did a cartoon mouse ask him how many lumps he wanted in his coffee? Go ahead.
Yeah, so they found out
was his dog food bowl under a giant anvil that said Acme?
So they found out that it's actually just an accumulation of scar tissue from being abused. And he did find a home.
If you pan over, is he holding up a sign that says, uh-oh? Aww. No, he's not. He's just dirtier.
Those are like scratches. Like, they were very bad to him.
Aw.
He's adorable.
He's kind of cute. He's all mangy.
Ew. You gotta fix him up.
He's a mangy-ass mutt.
He had worms.
Aww.
Oh, come
he
on.
He is pretty
come
cute. On. He's cute.
Come on, toy. Unicorn dog.
Toy. Wood.
He still would murder a child, so I would say put him down just because of that.
Aw.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of pit bulls, Kim?
Don't care.
You don't care.
Dogs are like a very
You're not a dog
white
person.
Thing. Yeah. The Puerto Rican, it's like more of a, I like some dogs. There's dogs that act like people and there's dogs that act like dogs. And if your dog acts like a person, I like it. If it can just chill, if it's not desperate.
Dude, if a dog is acting like a person, getting all fucking uppity, making requests for breakfast to be waiting in the studio.
Are you calling me a bitch?
I will not. No, I will not. I want a dog to act like a dog. I want a dog to be fucking dumb.
Well, because you think you're white, so you want a dog like licking your mouth and like sharing your food with you. That's like your thing.
Kim, I'm half white.
Yeah, I know. But you think you're full white.
No, I know. I have some self-awareness. I know what I am.
You let a dog kiss mirrors. You on the mouth. Just, yes.
Where's fucking Picasso? I'll let him kiss me on the mouth right now.
That's so gross. Come here, Picasso. Would you tongue kiss the dog?
No.
What would you think about it?
Because I would, to be funny, I would, but it's not the funny enough payoff isn't like there. Like Ari already did that on Legion of Skanks and we got it.
Okay.
Yeah,
like it is funny, and I would do it. I'm not
like that. I already would be. That's so fucking gross, dude. That's like so nasty.
Cause you know gay? How? Because he's a boy.
Not because he's a boy. Even you know what? I how far I don't like it. I don't like that he's a dog that lives in New York. So I know he's been on the sidewalk with his paws, and now they're like all up in his neck and his clothes. And I know Lewis is gonna go lay straight on his bed.
I have me and my girl have a dog, and she's like this. She hates when he even walks around outside. Like,
if I had a dog, it'd have its own shoes.
And I'm like, and I'm like, you can't put shoes on the dog to just take it for like a 15-minute walk or whatever. But I don't care. I'll put the dog on the bed after going walking around fucking the East Village. Anyway,
he loves
I don't
me.
Give a shit.
This is actually a very particularly clean looking dog, so
he's
I do like
he's
it.
Cute.
He's very cute.
Here, go to Kim.
Ugh. Come here.
What dog?
He knows.
No, you're not looking at my face.
Come here.
No, thank
come
you.
Here before I boil you.
Oh, give him a kiss, Kimmy.
It smells like...
Give him a little kissy. No.
It smells like a dog. Do you like that smell?
This is my favorite type of dog.
Do you like the smell?
This King Charles Spaniel.
You're not
do I
answering
like it?
Me.
No. I don't like dog
smells
smell.
Smells bad.
I don't like dog smell. No.
No, it's dog smell.
So why?
He's so cute. That's why. He's so cute. He went to a little makeout sesh. He went to a little makeout sesh. He might be the cutest dog on earth.
He's very. I mean, I'll tell
give
you right
now.
Give
him a kiss, Kimmy. Come on, give him a little kissy. Go to
come
Kim.
Here. You breastfeed? Come here.
Oh my God. Give him a kiss. Give him a kiss, Kim. Oh, he wants to kiss you so badly.
Okay.
Aw.
He's very sweet.
He's really sweet. This is a fucking sweet dog.
You want some coffee? Oh, he does want
ew.
Some coffee.
Ew.
You
don't
have coffee. You're a dog.
Dumb dog.
I don't want to kiss you, though.
Dumb fucker.
I might be a little allergic to this breed of dog.
Oh, she's coming to get him to get the coffee.
Who's allergic?
I am.
You are?
Some dogs.
I'm allergic to some dogs, too. That's probably part of it.
My dog is, I'm not allergic to, is one of the only dogs I've never not been allergic to.
I thought Lillian was going to pick him up and eat him like it ate that child's head.
Her jaw just gets bigger and bigger. Yeah.
He looks into her throat. It's that glowing orb.
Yeah, he's particularly very cute. That's he's so fucking cute. I took a video of him earlier, and I never do that.
It's, you know what it is, dude? They have like a female face. He's got like pretty eyes.
Mm-hmm. No, it's the his. He looks shiny and clean.
Yeah,
it's nice.
He's very shiny.
Like Paco's dog is fucking disgusting.
Paco's dog sucks.
No, he's the best dog. He just is so gross. Is
a, whatever that's, what is it, a poodle? What type of dog is that?
I love
like Shih Tzu or something.
I think,
you know?
He's cute.
It's, Paco's dog is a bear. It's a combination of like two things.
It's a shitty dog. It's a shitty style of dog. It's not cute.
They call it a teddy bear, I think.
The worst dog in the world?
What?
I won't bring him up. R.I.P. Just... The worst. Just... Ba-da-da.
R.I.P. sport. Don't you ever disrespect sport.
Dude.
When sport died, I don't know if I told you this. I don't know if we were talking when sport died.
When sport died, I knew it because I woke up happy that day. I could breathe over. Again. Yeah. He haunted me like he was a villain in a scary movie.
Dude, when he died, the night before I was going to put him down, we were in the backyard and I was giving him his like final meal. I got him like a I actually watched the video the other day of him eating his final meal and it fucking really got me. It was really sad. He's got him like a cheeseburger and a fucking French fries and like he has this big meal. And then like he was walking around the yard and a pregnant deer walked into the backyard, like just randomly. And Sport walked over to it, was kind of like all fucking, and I was like, holy shit, dude, God exists. Sport is being reborn inside of this deer's tummy. And now every time I see a deer, I'm like, that might be Sport right now.
Is the deer loud and annoying?
Is it kicking me?
Is the deer just so fucking annoying? So it
pumping
might be
my
Sport.
Leg.
Yeah. Does the deer yelp for 16 hours every time it rains in New York for 4 months?
Come on. He did have a thing.
He was like one of those, he's like always moving, always anxious, always barking, and he'd like, you can't eat because he's jumping on you the whole time. He was obnoxious.
You're naming like fucking
dogs that act like dogs.
No,
yeah,
qualities of a fucking great dog.
No, that's
always
a horrible
moving,
dog.
Always ready,
untrained.
I don't like the twitchy dogs.
I don't like the twitchy dogs. I don't need you like on my shit. So desperate. I don't like a desperate dog.
When you
that
first
cool.
would meet Sport, no, Lewis, she's would not, be like, no. All right, just ignore him for like the first 45 minutes, and then he'll calm down.
If you touch him,
yeah,
you're destined for life. If you just touch his head one time in the first hour of meeting him. You're destined for life.
For life.
Him to fucking like literally. Just,
that's what I meant when he died. I was like, I'm free.
Yeah.
He'd been looking for a second.
If you
pet.
Ignored him the first hour, like he'd literally go, okay, well, I guess I won't. And then he would just sort of like, you just be there.
They bother you for an hour?
He'd bother you for a full hour.
Dude,
and you'd like sit on your hands and he'd like put his nose to like make you pet him.
Yeah.
So he'd go like that, like over and over and over again. And then he'd like jump on your lap and lick you.
And yelp
big
and make
dog
noises.
Small dog?
Small dog. Jack Russell
jumpy.
Terrier. I didn't groom him. So he had long hair, and he
and
would shed
nails.
All over you, and long nails, and bad breath, and he was the best dog. He's the fucking best dog ever.
No, I feel like I like dogs the way I like men. I'm like, they just have to like not give me too much.
if they give too much attention to Kim, she's like, I'm over this.
I'm
this
done.
Is fucking...
Like more like a cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like a little thrill.
Blue vulva is just as real and awful as blue balls.
Like blue waffle?
Blue balls for a female, blue vulva. I've never had true blue balls.
I have. I feel like I get
you've had
that.
Blue vulva.
Yeah, I feel like I've felt that, like where it kind of, you're like.
It hurts.
It hurts.
I've heard it be called blue walls for girls.
Yeah, I've had it before where like I'm having sex with a guy and he comes early. And I was like close, and then you get that it like kind of hurts.
Never in my life have I had blue balls
emotionally.
Well, he's a stranger.
Yeah.
I've never had blue balls in my life. I've never not been able to come and then had pain in my balls. I always thought that was sort of a myth. Like it was almost like psychological. Like you were going, not even that you feel a physical pain. You're like, oh, I got blue balls. I can't fuck. Like almost like. It was an expression.
I have a theory that it actually only happens to women, and then men heard it and they were like, that's a good excuse to get them to fuck. I have that too.
Yeah. I don't know. What is Shannon, give me more information about this. What is blue vulva?
So it's basically the same thing where all of the blood is flowing into the area based on stimulation. And then if you are not able to climax, then the blood just kind of stays in the area. And it makes it tender and can make it hurt. Same thing like guys.
He came so quick it hurt.
So, but is that Shannon, is that why
Shannon's been there?
Is that why
Shannon's got blue vulva right now? Shannon's got long term blue vulva.
Shannon's vulva is purple at this point. Some dark ass vulva. I don't believe in any of it. I don't believe that any. I don't really. I mean, I guess Kim, you're saying you've had female blue balls, but have you ever had blue balls, Danny?
I've had it for sure. Yeah,
you've had it. Where yeah, they, their sure. balls where painful, hurt.
Yeah,
I would assume that I was dying of ball cancer if my balls were in pain. Like I would go, like I'm such a hypochondriac.
Shannon, like, have you ever had it, Natalie?
I don't. I feel like I just like the frustration of like the short end, but I don't think I've ever had a physical pain.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's physical.
I feel like I must have, but I can't think of a specific.
Yeah, because you can imagine how it feels, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I have had times where my balls are like just sort of tender to touch, and they hurt a little bit for a tiny amount of time. But I don't even know what that is. Just like I don't think it's blue balls though. It's not because I didn't get to come. It's just because like I'm probably dying of something.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I've definitely had it.
Yeah. Show me.
No. They're not literally blue.
Let me see them right now.
Just when the show's over, go to the bathroom, give you a little peek.
Danny, are you, so you have a girlfriend?
Yep.
That's fucking great, dude.
Yeah, it's sick, man.
How long you been with her?
Almost 3 years.
This is it.
Is it?
This is it. She's the one?
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You're going to pop the question one day?
Uh-huh. I'm actually...
you're planning it now.
Am I planning it now?
She's not listening to this podcast.
No, she's definitely not listening to this podcast.
Okay. She didn't make it this long.
No. I'm actually, we're going to look at rings.
That's cute. Really? Yeah, yeah. Aw, that's adorable. Yeah. Good for you, dude.
Like after this.
Really? Yeah, right after
I'm
this.
I'm leaving here to go.
Damn, dude.
Go that's fucking so sweet. See some Jew in the Diamond District. Yeah, fuck it. The best part is he emailed me today and he's like, yeah, like I got these breathtaking diamonds. He's like, they'll take your breath away. I'm like, the price tag might take my breath away. I'm like, I don't give a shit about these fucking rocks.
Hell yeah, dude. Fucking showed that you. I almost like, who the fuck would know? Kim, no offense, right?
What?
You wouldn't know, like a good ring versus a bad ring, would you? Like if you go,
they all get it appraised.
I'd find out.
They get them appraised.
Yeah. No, they don't.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, that's what chicks do is they go and they get them appraised.
No.
Because you got to get insurance on them and then they find out that
you get the insurance yourself. You don't fucking let her go get it appraised.
Yeah, good luck with that, man.
That's crazy. I would assume that, like,
curiosity will get the best of you. You'll see. What does this guy think my ring is worth?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Do women really
I piss
do
off
that?
My girlfriend, too, because she's, like, really into it, and I don't give a shit, and then I'm just like, yeah, it's like, because she's like, it's a great investment. I'm like, it's literally the worst investment.
Is it a great investment?
No, it's fucking terrible.
I don't know if I would care that much.
Yeah.
But if he did give, I mean, I just would assume whatever guy is going to propose to me will get me a decently nice ring.
I just don't know what a nice ring is. So you literally could take a ring out of a Cracker Jack box and I'm like, that seems nice.
Yeah.
Like, what's a nice diamond? I have no fucking idea.
I haven't researched it, but I'm sure soon as I want to, I'll know all about
it. But technically, yeah. it's not that much.
It's
kind of fucked
like
up.
Clear diamond. It's, and then
ballpark is a figure. What's a decent ring?
I think, can I say?
Yeah. Please. Because they say 2 month salary, right?
Yeah. So I would say like 30 grand.
30 grand.
30 grand's a great wing. Well, it depends on who you
are.
if it depends on who you are. Some people I would say like 2 grand's a great ring for some people. It just depends. If your dude is making a lot of money a year and he buys you a $2,000 ring, he doesn't love you. If he's making over $1 million a year and buys you a good ring, then it's like if he's buying shit for himself and he likes to show off shit and he buys you a shitty ring, that's very talented.
Yeah, if he buys himself.
So it kind of depends on your lifestyle, your relationship with this person. Are you guys materialistic?
Yeah, I would not feel comfortable walking around New York with something that's 30 grand on my
No, I'm not a big jewelry flexer.
Like,
well, that's kind of thing, right? So if I was a woman and like I would rather like get me like a nice ring that like looks nice, sure. But like that $30,000, let's go to fucking Fiji and fucking have an experience and like.
Well, sounds like your girlfriend's not Jewish. Mine.
That's a crazy.
Yeah, she wants the investment.
No, she doesn't know. It's not a good. She just likes diamonds. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's also like a crazy thing too. Like girls that are like, I like diamonds.
She just likes them. She's like, I mean, chicks are like, she's just, they like shiny shit. It's like, they're like fish.
But do they really, or do they just convince themselves that they like diamonds because they're supposed to like diamonds?
I mean, you know who like
started. That's the same thing about your car.
Yeah. Well,
No, that's not true. Because
car has utility, first off.
My car has utility, and my car is not so nice that like, oh my God, I have a fucking Audi A6. It's not a fight. Like, it's
but
a nice car.
You need a car. You don't
But it's also, so check this out. And this is the why you go to Equinox versus going to Planet Fitness, right? You spend a lot of time there. You want to be there. You don't want to, like, when I drive a shitty car, when I have to get a rental and it's shitty, like, I just want to get out of that fucking car. When I'm in my nice car, I have a nice sound system. The chairs are nice. I can find the heated seats. The steering wheel's heated. It feels nice when I'm driving down the highway. It just feels like the pickup is really nice. It just feels like.
Yeah, agreed.
So it's.
Well, consider that women get hit on by men all the time. So if you do have a nice ring, then those men that are hitting on you know, like, she has a husband, he has money, I'm not even going to talk to
No
her.
Guy can yeah, no look guy. At your hand and go, that's a nice ring or a shit ring.
It could be fake, but also, like, dudes are scumbags. Like,
yeah, they don't care.
Guys are just like, oh my God, she's taken.
Oh, yeah. I guess you're right.
I bet her husband does something that he's not home a lot.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, she's spoken
for.
Cool.
Long hours.
Yeah, and it's also just the quality of ring. The ring does the trick. You're married, the ring will do the trick anyway. If with a decent guy, right? But there's certain guys that don't give a shit. I just think that. And look, whatever. I want to buy a Rolex, right? So I guess it's in the same realm. But a Rolex is actually an investment. It does appreciate value.
Yeah, Rolexes do appreciate.
I will give it to my son one day when he graduates high school or fucking like
diamonds to it. But like the thing is like so there's a whole diamond district, you know, like it was where I'm about to go. And their whole thing is they're like, oh yeah, these things are like they hold their value. I'm like, if I buy a diamond from this guy right now and I walk outside
immediately
and I go to
the
place next door and I be like, hey, you want to buy this? Like, I need to sell this. Like, they're going to give me fucking half of what I paid for it hour later.
Well, because it's not only that, right? So the diamond's worth whatever, but it's how it's set, the actual design of the ring. There's value in that side of it as well. The diamond and the gold themselves have just the value of what they
weigh.
But
it's the actual, big diamond is, like, what the majority of it is.
So a big diamond with whatever, however it's cut, with, you know, really clear. I guess that diamond itself as... It will appreciate in value similarly to how gold is appreciating in
value.
Now
that I'm thinking about it, I literally don't give a fuck
you
about
don't give
a nice
fuck.
Ring.
No.
I couldn't care less.
Wouldn't you rather your man just buy you a nice car? Like, take a shitty ring and buy me a nice car.
I just want a good man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really care about the ring. I just really want, like, a good man that's, like, has a really actual, genuinely good heart.
Okay, well, those don't exist, but they can buy you a ring.
So. Yeah. Get that finger size.
Sad.
All right, let's see. We'll do one more story here. Passenger throws a tantrum while being removed from a flight. Please pull it up, Shannon. Why not?
Okay, it's so you.
I'm going to start it like a minute or so in, but what happens prior to the part I'm going to show you is there's a guy, and apparently he asked the steward, the flight attendant, for a pre-flight drink, and when she refused to give it to him, he threw a little bit of a fit. And then that's when these officers came to kind of defuse the situation.
I get on a flight, right? So this happens once in a while. So I'll order a bourbon, and I'll say, hey, can I just get two? Or I'll order a Bloody Mary very often when I'm flying in the morning. I'll get a Bloody Mary. Can I just get two vodkas? I was like, I don't want to bother you again, you know?
And they can.
One out of every 20 stewardesses or whatever they're called, flight attendants, will go.
Sky waitresses.
They'll go, no, sorry, just one at a time. And I'm like, but why? Like, I'm not a problem. Like, we're not, like, 10 in.
Well, it's also annoying because you know that they can do it. It's not illegal.
They all do
it. I mean, they're straight up sizing you up and being like, oh, is this the type of guy who's going to go on a fucking rampage?
Most of the time they do it. And this is what I say. And I was like, hey, just so you know, like, I know you can because they do.
Yeah.
I fly United exclusively. It's like, they usually just accommodate me. I was like, just so you know, I was like, I'm going to pour this in and I'm going to hit that thing as soon, literally, and every time they go, all right, cool. And then I go, and then as I pour it and I go, while they're standing right there, I go, bing. It's like, I'd like another
now
one
now.
Now
you have beef with
the
flight.
Yeah,
the video
like,
is literally
this
you.
This guy's going to be a problem.
No, but it's it's just one of the most annoying things.
You know what I like to do to get on the flight attendant's good side? This works really well. When you're getting on the plane and everyone's getting on, you fucking, if there's people going slow in front of you, you look at the flight attendant and you're like, can people just sit? And they always go, I know, every single time. And then they love you the rest of the flight. Once you complain with people, they fucking eat it up.
There's a couple of really good airport hacks. Like, number one, like, if you're ever not in zone one, just, you know, as soon as they call zone two, zip onto that line. They don't check anything. They're not trying to slow the process of getting everybody on the flight to stop this one person who didn't understand the fucking zoning.
Zone
right?
system.
A lot of people don't speak English. It happens all the time, right? Mm-hmm. Number two, you could smoke dabs in the family bathrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so you guys know, if you guys have a dab pen, family bathroom, take a minute. You're at the airport, a little bit of anxiety.
We usually do edibles at the airports just to...
I go straight mushrooms.
Fucking fly on mushrooms.
Fly on mushrooms.
Also, sometimes
like a full dose.
I'll smoke.
I microdose very often.
Yeah.
I'll smoke in the bathroom. I'll go to the bathroom of the flight and I'll take a little dab, like a tiny. You can't take big hits, but you can get a couple little puffs on the flight.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, those were my airport hacks. All right, so Shannon, what happened to this passenger? I'm on his side already.
I'm gonna show you the video from here.
Let's see.
Oh, he's in first class.
Oh, this is like the fight I get in the airport with you, Lewis.
Yeah.
Not with you, but we
with
were
that
fighting
bitch.
That girl. Yeah.
That
cunt.
You can't do that. That's
and guy getting kicked out of first class.
Get your phone and get off the plane. Stop.
This is hilarious.
He's like getting tickled.
What was the reason he was being belligerent?
He didn't get his pre-flight drink.
So he wasn't drunk, he was just pissed.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he was drunk.
They're being a little forceful.
They're being a little bit kind of like not.
Well, these people at the airport are some of the worst people I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
People at the airport are worse than cops. I'll tell you that.
Oh, 100%. Because they don't. Oh,
the power that they have.
Do you remember?
Don't bring it up. It makes me.
It makes me sick when I think about it. Us throwing
out
our.
It weakens my body.
We went to Jamaica the first time, and we were like. We were
trying to be good and make it.
We were so like, look.
They were trying to make it.
This was a time when, like, neither of us were really used to traveling. Like, we traveled, like, you know, once in a blue, we'd fly to a gig or something, right? But it was like.
Yeah, it's such a different experience.
It is. Like, when you really think back, it's like we made a lot of mistakes leading up to that, but we were going to Jamaica and we got to the airport. We bought the cheapest flights you can get, which we didn't realize you couldn't like you couldn't check certain things. Like, so we get there, we realize that we can't bring a carry-on, and it's like we don't have time because we're running late to
go. We were still learning that life has catches.
Everything. It was just, you know, when you're just like, oh, we're going to take our first vacation together, and you go on to Expedia and you buy the cheapest flight possible. So we're row 38. Like, our seats don't go back.
We're like, this is life and love, baby.
You can't check a bag. We're at a shitty resort. I remember the resort kept on fucking up, and Kim kept on going, this is supposed to be a 5-star resort. It was 3 stars. I didn't say anything. It was fucking wild.
But, he lied to me.
Dude, it was so bad. And then this fucking woman, we were like running late, right? And we have all this stuff. And I remember exactly what she said.
I brought a ukulele.
She brought a ukulele. I brought.
I was just learned the ukulele. And in my head, I was like,
she's
going to
play ukulele on the beach.
Yes.
On the beach. And I brought my penny board. My little mini penny board, because I was going to penny board around the resort.
We both brought
obnoxious.
Things we were too old for.
A ukulele and a penny board. Nobody at the resort is skateboarding around.
No.
On a penny board. Nobody's playing ukulele at the poolside. We're just obnoxious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But either way, when we get there, the fucking woman, she was like a TSA employee.
We're just getting there just on time.
Just
too.
On time.
Like, we had no extra time to spare.
And she's like, well, you can't take that stuff. And we're like, but no, but it's our ukulele.
Our ukulele for Jamaica.
We throw out the skateboard, throw out the ukulele, and we're like, all right, cool, can we go? She's like, wait, no, calm down now.
Hold on.
As soon as she did that, like the calm down, we're like, whoa, we're running late. She's like, who's in charge? Who's in charge here? And we're like, oh no.
We had to say she was. She was like making us say, like, who's your daddy?
Yeah, it was fucking wild, dude. To the point where we just had to like literally, because we knew we weren't going to Jamaica.
But even before she made us out, she edged us on like keeping it. She was like, hold on, let me see it. She like made me model it. No, she's like, play it for me. What song can
give me,
you do?
Give me a G chord. All right, now. That sounds
pretty
good.
You're good. Throw it out. And I was like, what?
That's out of tune.
And then she let us start going. And then she was like,
It was
back up. And everything was slow. It'd be like, back up. 2 more steps.
Like, and then I'd be like, look, miss, we're going to miss our flight. We really just want to go.
She loved
and
that. Made her heart.
And then she went. She was like, I didn't tell you to talk to me. I'm talking now. And we're literally just both of us like, okay.
Every step
this
was
is just
like
to go through security.
Just to
make us throw our
just
stuff
to get
out.
To the security line. She's the person. This is what now that I
like the water bottle Nazi kind of
ticket checker.
This is the part. This is what I figured out now. So there's they hire an employee at the airport now to check your ticket to see the quality because they all the flights now they started adding all those ancillary services like bag check, paying for that. So they check your ticket. Now there's a person that will go, oh, let me see your ticket. This is where you go. Really, they're there as a fucking bouncer to make sure you're not bringing a carry-on, because they know if you get through security, you'll probably get it onto the plane. That's all that's fucking going on there. Mm-hmm. So that fucking cunt's whole job is
to ruin people's day.
To ruin people's fucking day. This fucking bitch. So we ended up making it, but it was...
I remember when we went through the line, I was like, that woman, that's like how you get cancer, is being that woman. Like, she has to have something
that energy, like,
it's so,
it
was so negative and so, like, she was like, loved it.
I dealt
she
with the male, version of that woman going into Canada the last time. I may never go to Canada again.
You may not be allowed to if you keep acting like this at airports.
It was at the border, it was Border Patrol. And I've been stopped from going into Canada before because long story, I've told the story a million times, so I won't tell it again. But we lied about performing in Canada while we were on the way, and then they caught us in the lie because they checked the website,
right?
And then they turned me around because I had 2 arrests on my record before, right? And they let Big J and Dave go open for Dave Attell at a theater, and it was brutal.
I was there. I was at that show.
Oh, you're at the that's
at
hilarious.
At the Danforth.
You're Canadian. That's fucking right.
Yeah, at the Danforth.
Yes, dude. So that,
I remember that.
I was on a train from the Canadian border on my way home as everyone went to go to this amazing fucking theater show with Dave Attell.
Sad.
Never opened for Attell before.
That was years ago.
That's so long ago.
Yeah, it was not like you had like
years ago.
8, 10 years ago.
Your phone and music and shit on the way.
No,
back.
Yeah, there's no Wi-Fi.
Yeah, the iPod.
Maybe. I don't even think
and
I
it also
at the time,
meant
though.
So much more to you then.
It meant so much. Yeah. It meant so much to me to be on these shows, and then like just depressing to be on a train on my way home. I think I just got drunk. I borrowed money from I was supposed to make the $400 that weekend. That was my money for the weekend. So I borrowed like $200 from Rebecca that to this day I don't think I've paid her back. And I just fucking I had to go home and just get drunk by myself on a fucking train. But anyway, I haven't been allowed in Canada, or I have an issue now getting into Canada every time because I was turned around. The laws used to be if you had been arrested twice, you can't go into Canada. They can turn you around for that reason. They can just say you can't come in. Weed was a big deal back then. Now it's not a big deal. Now weed has been completely decriminalized and
it's totally legal.
They won't hold it against you, so you can go in. But I still do get flagged when I try to go through Canada Customs. They still go, all right, stop.
Yeah, you're in the system.
I'm in the system. It is what it is. So, but at this point, I've gone to Canada since that a dozen times, right? And every time I get flagged, but usually it's just a nice Border Patrol person that goes, oh, cool, let me see, and then I explain.
This time it was different.
I explain what happens, and they go, all right, no problem. This time it was a guy who was very seemingly nice, like a nice enough guy, like an older guy. And I was like, all right, good. I was like, yeah, it happens every time. I was like, it was years ago. I was like, it was for weed when I was a kid. He was like, all right, cool. And then he's like, I just got to put some notes in the system. He was like, they should have done this for you in the past. Like, they didn't put the right notes in. This will make it easier for you going forward. I'm like, oh, that's nice of you. Mm-hmm. So he's going through, like, literally pulls out a giant book and he's just like flipping through the book and he's looking up like codes. Like literally like an old timey book.
He's a snitch.
I'm sitting here at the window. I mean, it's like 30 minutes go by and he's just not even looking at me. He's just like going through these books and like looking. And I'm like, so I was like, I've come through so many times. Like, it's never really taken this long. Is there like an issue? And he goes, what are you doing? Calm down. Back up. And I was like, what? He's like, who's in charge of this? Is it me or you? Like, it was night and day.
It's something about the airport people.
It was the craziest thing I'd ever seen in my entire life, to the point where I was like, first of all, I was like, I'm gonna argue with you. I'm not being rude. I was like, I'm having a conversation as any adult would. So I end up, a supervisor comes over and this guy's insane. I was like, I don't need to come into Canada. I'll go home right now. It means so little to me to come into your country. I was like, I don't think you realize what's happening.
That probably was not going to help anything.
No, the guy, dude, everybody else that was in that fucking thing.
When
was,
you said that?
They were on my side. So here's what happened. So finally he does his thing. He's like, dude, he's like, just calm down. He was like, you'll be fine. He'll just come talk to me. He'll do his thing. You're good. So as soon as he gave me the paperwork to go through, I was like, oh, you really love your fucking job, huh? I was like, you love doing this. I was like, everybody here knows what you are. Everyone knows that you're a fucking troublemaker. You like to kick up dust and to make it a problem for people. You're on a power trip right now. And literally everyone that was working behind, they were all looking down. I was like, look, they won't even look right now. They're laughing. And then people started like laughing. I was like, they're laughing because they know what the fuck you are. They can't wait till you retire. And I was like, do you not want to come into the country? I was like, I don't care. I was like, I already have the paper. I was like, I'm coming in. But if you don't want me to come in, take it back. I was so at my fucking wit's end with this guy. It was fucking awful.
The last time I was in New York, I was looking for my luggage, couldn't find, you know, when you can't find it sometimes. And I went up to the lady behind the desk where it says, ask me where your luggage is. And I went, and she was eating a sandwich and she didn't look up at me. And I just waited there. And then she went, And I was like, hi, I was just wondering where the luggage from LA is. And she was like, it says it right there on that sign. And I was like, okay, I'm so sorry for making you do your job, was my response. Yeah. And then she tried to fight me.
I wonder, are they like that? Like, do they look for that type of people to hire at the airport, or do they become that person?
They become
person
that. It's like the Stanford, working at the Stanford prison experience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
They become so the guards.
So this is, well, it's a natural thing. Like, you have a little bit of power, and it just it corrupts naturally, and you'll naturally turn into that. And after years and years of doing that, in their life, this bitch who works at the fucking airport, her life is true misery.
Yeah,
like I'm talking about, like, whatever. I don't know what they,
I mean, the airport's a miserable
people
place.
I don't know what they pay these people, but I'm assuming it's not a great fucking salary.
Yeah,
right?
We'll blame them.
Sure, but their life is miserable. So the only time they get to feel, it's like Freudian, the only time they get to feel important and they get to feel like they have any sort of power
is when they're treating you how they're treated.
Yep.
Yeah,
and that's it. And that's,
I think they also have illusions of grandeur, like I'm saving people.
Or, yeah, they're literally like, think that they're stopping terrorism.
Yeah. Fucking crazy. All right, we're gonna wrap this. Thanks for watching, guys. This is a great show. Always support Danny and Kim and everything that, yep, they do. We'll be back. We'll be back on Monday with another great show. If you guys haven't gotten your Skankfest tickets yet, a couple individual day passes left, so go grab those now. Lots of special guests and surprises still being announced for Skankfest. We still got a few months away, but we'll check you guys on Monday. Peace.
That's all, folks.